B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for sound off. 610-771-9705. That's the line to call in on if you got something to say on sound off. And why wouldn't you call in? Just call in. Leave a message. You got something to say? Publish your thought, and you may make it to the big show called Sound Off. Andrew, go ahead.
So you mean to tell me that two-time Defensive Player of the Year, the first ever $200 million center, Rudy Gobert, allowed Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid to drop 40 points on him in back-to-back games? We talk about overrated and a stiff. Like, come on now.
I totally agree with you that he's an overrated defensive player, and everybody gets caught in this. He's a great defensive player because he can block some shots. You know, if I was 7'1" and had a long wingspan and I stayed near the basket all the time, I could block some shots. Would I be considered a great defensive player? Could he chase Embiid around last night? Don't think so.
Donovan Mitchell last night, I'm trying to understand. He starts off his little rant after the game about saying that they don't complain about the referees, even though you watch them complain all game about every call, whether it went for him or went against them. And then he says, well, the Sixers won, but we won. I think we won. It's like you spent time saying that you don't complain about the referees, and then all you did was complain about the referees.
He was butthurt because he knew that he took 34 shots and didn't make enough of those 34 shots, so he had to blame it on somebody.
Hey, Philly. I'll make this real simple. Odubel Herrera is not here by the time the regular season starts, or I'm not going to root for you. I don't put up with people who are domestic abusers and commit domestic violence, and I do not ever put up with them, even if it's on a team I root for.
Unfortunately, your message is probably not going to translate to others, because if he has a great spring and he makes the team, they're going to forget all about it.
A very good win for the Sixers. They found a way to rally back from a team consistently draining three after three. The identity of this team is trending on defense, and I will take that any day. We've got Defensive Player of the Year, MVP, and a snubbed All-Star on our team. I believe we are one good piece away from great things.
Oh, I agree with you. One piece. That's a very important thing. It's coming up. It's going to come up soon. Let's see what they make a move.
I'll be married 30 years in April. So you let me know where and when. I got to show up for the big snit for 100 mil. I figure even if it costs me 50 mil to get it put back where I need it, I got 50 mil.
100 mil for that. And like I said earlier, I think I might have to go get me some gauze and duct tape.
Oh,
we're good with the 100 mil.
Bob, you won't see him no more.
I'm sounding off about that goof who said, bring them back because it's a business. Business is making money for the Phillies at the front gate. The Phillies are going to lose at the front gate if they bring Herrera back, because I believe it's really going to hurt the gate because the women aren't going to show up.
I don't think it will, unfortunately. So I hope it does. I hope it has that kind of chilling effect. My sense is there'll be a smattering of protests, and then everybody will go and enjoy their summer baseball.
We all know Odubel Herrera is a morally bankrupt piece of trash, but he's nothing but a triple-A ball player at best. Are the Phillies that strapped for outfield talent? Give me a break.
Yeah, well, that's the way I look at it. So I wouldn't have counted on him at all. And because I wouldn't have counted on him, if I had to acquire another player to play center field, I would have done that.
My issue here is that the people who looked up and cheered Brett Myers in 08 are the same people who won't give Odubel a second chance. Looks like a double standard.
Not for me. I washed my hands of Brett Myers way back in the day when that happened, and I'm doing the same now. Buzz down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
All righty. That was sound off.
Oh my God.
Cake. Have some cake and eat it too. Stay tuned. The Cousins Corner is up next. He's live from Parks. He'll lead you right into Flyers hockey on 97.5 The Fanatic Night. I like him. Flyers win tonight at Pittsburgh on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.